They also showed them as very much dead, unwillingly stripped of their skin. Disembodied limbs were often posed in literal still lives. And some illustrations even included pop culture references. This is Clara, a famous rhinoceros that was traveling Europe in the mid-1700s, at a time when seeing a rhino was an exciting rarity. Including her in this illustration was akin to celebrity sponsorship today. The introduction of color then brought a whole new depth and clarity to anatomy that made it stunning. By the early 20th century, the perfect balance of science and art had finally been struck with the emergence of medical illustrators. They created a universal representation of anatomy, something that was neither alive nor dead, that was free from those influences of artistic culture. And this focus on no-frills accuracy was precisely for the benefit of medical education. And this is what we get to study from today. But why is it that medical illustration, both past and present, captures our imaginations? Now, we are innately tuned into the beauty of the human body. And medical illustration is still art.